And hello, welcome to the DC Comics Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about the big news that happened on Comic-Con weekend. Yes, if you have been under a rock, you have been missing all the action. Mr. Jason Momoa premiered the DC's latest and greatest action movie based on the DC comic character Aquaman. We have on the phone right now, we have who?
Oh, what's up, man? It's me, Future DC Warrior.
All right, DC Warrior, your first thoughts of Aquaman's latest trailer that was premiered at Comic-Con this weekend. Give us your first thoughts.
I was blown away. I mean, like, I'm so glad that DC did this movie, because if Marvel ever does a Submariner, they're just gonna like complete rip off. So it's like not like nothing I've ever seen.
What
like
a great!
I've heard James Wan say 2/3 of the movie's underwater. So.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, seriously, what a great introduction to Atlantis. I mean, Justice League. Yeah. I don't think we were, you know, at any ways rewarded with that movie. No, nothing. And, yeah. And I think, you know what really stood out on this trailer? It was Aquaman talking in the water. Now, if you recall, yeah. Justice League, remember Mira created that bubble so they could talk?
That bubble, yeah.
I'm like, that had to be some fucking Joss Whedon bullshit. Because, I mean, that was not in the Aquaman trailer. And when I saw that, I'm like, really? That's how they're going to do it? That's how they're going to talk underwater? They're going to make bubbles? But obviously, that is not taking place in Aquaman. Did that point out for you, or was it just me?
What happened?
The whole bubble talk, you know, did that bother you in Justice League?
That didn't really bother me. I understand people complaining about it. I didn't really see the big deal about it. Everybody's like harping on the bubble thing or whatever.
Yeah, it was. It stood out for me because, you know, it's Aquaman. Why doesn't he need a bubble to talk? that was my little, you know, quirk about that. But another great scene is the battle scene of Atlantis with Jason fighting his brother and the shark people the trench. I mean, it's just really. So much packed into this movie. Overall, your first thoughts, was it what you expected? Did it leave you, a little disappointed?
I exceeded my expectations for our first look. I didn't think we were going to get that as much as we did. I was like, holy crap, this is, you see the whole order underwater Atlantis. I'm like, oh man, it looks so awesome. You see Black Manta costume.
I agree.
Like, holy crap.
I agree. Oh my gosh, we didn't even talk about that. Black Manta.
Yeah,
The costume is just so comic book accurate. I mean, it stands out. I mean, and
that was awesome.
That should tell you or any filmmaker out there that's going to make a DC or Marvel comic book, stick closer to the origins. Believe me, you're going to get a lot more fanboys very excited.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys start to like veer off somewhere else, you know, and you know the problem with like Avengers and Marvel, everybody at the end started to wear black, and I'm like, really? What's going on here? Even Thor's costume was turning black except for his cape. It was
pretty
just like
much,
it reminded me of the old X-Men movies, how everybody was wearing black.
What I was gonna say, the black leather X-Men costumes, like
But you know, I've heard, you know, not heard. Yeah, I did hear it on Nerdist news how they were complaining about the red wig that Mira is wearing. And
like biased Marvel morons.
Yeah, it's a comic book. Come on, I mean, really, you're gonna complain about that? Not about people breathing underwater? You're gonna complain about a wig?
Did you hear like somebody was complaining, and then James Wan got pissed off because it's
and I love him. I love him for coming out on Twitter.
Yeah,
he does not back down.
Why is Aquaman wearing leather pants in the water? And he's like, because he's fucking Aquaman, Jason Momoa. That's why.
I love that. I love that response too. Yeah.
Exactly. You like suspend disbelief. This is a guy underwater, but you can't you can't imagine how he could wear leather pants underneath there.
Yes. And I looked up to see who was doing the score for Aquaman, and it looks like it's the same guy that's doing that did the Wonder Woman.
Gregor Wilson or something like that. Yeah,
Gregory Harrison Wilson or something like that. He is scoring Aquaman, which, you know, I love the Wonder Woman soundtrack, so I'm pretty excited to see what he is going to do with Aquaman. And he kind of gets it. He gets it that, you know, these comic book movies need themes. They just don't need background music. They need themes that could carry emotion, that could carry action, that could carry the story, and also become a character of its own. Just like with Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman. I mean, the music for me, it's its own character. Without the music, you don't have those movies, which is great because a movie should be an ensemble of collective ideas and artistry, and it should come together, you know, as the big picture. And that's one thing I really was disappointed in. And I hate to say this with Justice League because I really wanted that movie to be as big and even better than what we saw. But unfortunately, we're not getting it. And, you know, I'm sure you heard that there is no director's cut plan for Warner Brothers for Justice League. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, that's not official because if you read the Wall Street Journal article, they named
that was a hit piece.
They named an unnamed, you know, high senior executive at Warner Brothers. And, of course, it was around Comic-Con week. So, yeah, you're right. It was totally clickbait. It's Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert Murdoch, so we know where that is.
God, Fox, yeah.
Fox fake news. And take that with a grain of salt still. If you're a believer, I encourage you to just hold on just a little bit more, even if it's 10 years from now. Just hold on.
That's what I was thinking about, because look at how long the Donner cut took.
I know. You know, everybody is bringing that up now. Like, you know, look how long the Donner cut took to get to us. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to wait that long.
Yeah, me neither. I don't.
Now, honestly, I'm a DC movie warrior. Tell me, are you one of these hopefuls that hopes that one day Warner Brothers will release a Zack Snyder cut? Or are you the other fan base, which is like, you know, I understand where you fans are, but, you know, I'm moving forward and I don't think it's going to happen. Which side are you
I'm like, see, I actually like the theatrical. There was some things that I was annoyed. Like, I could automatically tell that the Russian family, that was Josh Whedon that did that. But the other things I actually enjoyed about the movie, like, it's like I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I wouldn't mind a Snyder cut at all. I wouldn't mind that. But I'm actually happy with the theatrical. I mean, I know a lot of people complain that they
turn things
lighter and everything, but I actually enjoyed it because a lot of Justice League, it kind of made me feel like a mix of things. It kind of made me feel like a mix of New 52 mixed with old school comics, like a kind of silver age, golden age type of feeling to it. And that kind of made me have this kind of kid feeling like, wow, I always wanted to see this when I was a kid and it's finally come to life and stuff like that.
It's definitely one of those that, where were you when I was growing up?
Exactly. I'm like, you know how much I would have killed for this movie when I was like a child, man. Like, what? All
right, so you didn't really answer. Like, where are you at? Are you a believer still, or did you move on?
See, I feel like I kind of have to move on now because everybody, like, they keep on. It's like you keep on saying.
Yeah,
it's gonna come. Hard. It's gonna come, and then you never get any tangible thing that is ever coming out. So it's kind of annoying.
Like, it's like, is Santa Claus real? Come on, guys.
Like, I support it, but it's like I'm ready. If it comes out, I'm supportive. Of course, I'll get it. But I just like I'm happy with the theatrical cut for now. I'm like, I hope. But I remember even after when I did my first review and I. Love the theatrical cut. I did admit that I was annoyed, like, why they had to cut shit out for. I feel like there was no point of cutting stuff. I like the whole thing with Superman and Alfred.
Absolutely. What was the point of cutting There's no out? Point of those scenes being deleted scenes. There's no reason why.
Yeah.
And you know that costs a shitload of money to film.
Yeah, and the scenes with Cyborg and
Flash
and Iris, I'm like, why'd they cut that out? Come on, man. Seriously? They.
Well, the good thing is, even though, you know, some of us are moving forward, the good thing is the warriors out there are still voicing their opinions on how they are determined to see a Zack Snyder cut. And hopefully one day, you know, it gets leaked out somewhere and we get to see those extra tidbits and then we'll be done with it. But Warner Brothers is,
annoying me. Like, I heard that you remember the scene where where Flash and Cyborg, they're like digging up the grave to Superman or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing some interview when the movie was in theaters, and Jason Momoa and Gal Gadot, they were talking about, like, oh, they cut the scene out. And we were both at the funeral scene with them. Aquaman and Wonder Woman were there. Wow. Like, why are you gonna cut that out?
Yeah,
they were helping dig the thing. Like, why would you cut that out?
I agree. There's no reason for any of that. I just don't understand why they would cut it. But again, we weren't Joss Whedon, and for some reason he thought it would be nice to cut those out. But moving on, another big introduction to the DC Extended Universe, which, as you know, they're not calling Worlds yet. It wasn't official, the rebranding.
Oh, yeah, that was so fake.
Dumb.
That was some Marvel tart fires bleeding.
Yeah,
cool.
It's
they
like,
want
shut
to
up. Just leave us alone. Let us have our fun. But yes, the big splash is Shazam. And here's a quick audio of the trailer. Here we go.
When you're 18, give these people a chance, because that's what they're giving you.
This is Billy Batson. Make sure you make him feel at home.
They seem nice, but don't buy it. It gets real Game of Thrones around here.
Dude, just messing around. You look at me and you're like, why so dark? You're a disabled foster kid. You've got it all.
If you could have one superpower, what would you pick?
Everybody chooses flight. You know why?
So they can fly away from this conversation?
No, because heroes fly.
What, you need your fake family to stand up for you? Hey!
Man, sorry about that.
Go, go, go! Grab it! Get out the way!
Billy Batson, I choose you as champion.
Hello?
Say my name so my powers may flow through you.
But I don't know your name, sir.
Shazam.
Wait, for real?
Say, okay! Shazam?
This means Billy!
What is happening?
You're the only person I know that knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff.
Can I?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy, right?
What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to pee in this thing.
AM to the PM, PM to the AM.
You have super strength. Can you fly?
If I quit your PM, I still rock Mercedes. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest.
You okay? Why are you talking?
Be humble. Sit down.
You know, I don't think that's going to buff out.
Your phone's charged.
What the hell?
You're like a bad guy, right?
Gentlemen!
You have bullet immunity!
I'm bulletproof.
You're dead.
Sorry about your window.
Have a good
but
night.
You're welcome for not getting robbed.
Oh, hey. What's up? I'm a superhero.
Yes, Shazam is now in the DC love universe, it. And your first reactions to that one trailer?
For some reason, I was even more blown away by that. So I was like, "Wow!" Because that's another superhero besides Superman that I love so much that I felt like he was really popular at once, but then he became kind of underrated. People forgot about him, so I was like, "Oh man, I'm glad they're putting the spotlight back on." Shazam, because at one time he had the same popularity as as Superman, but then he kind of became like forgotten and stuff like
that. I know. Yeah, and you know, my even my kids are like, you know, what's Shazam's? I'm like, wait a minute, let's stop there. Let's call him Captain Marvel because that's his name.
Yeah.
And then they were like, wait a minute, Marvel has a Captain Marvel. I'm like, yep. But we had him first.
Yeah, exactly. The OG Captain Marvel.
Exactly. So then, my first reaction was I was blown away because I was not even like it was on my radar, but I was like, okay, that's not really. Because remember, they were like, it's going to be a standalone movie, not connected, yada, yada, yada. But we find out. Totally we find out in the Easter eggs, it's totally connected, especially if you read one of the newspaper articles that's hanging that says Superman lives or returns, one of those taglines.
And if you zoom in on
the articles, you'll see, you know, Lex Luthor, you know, no one can trust alien technology.
World Engine on the Time magazine. Yeah. He had a Batarang. I'm like, holy crap, all this stuff.
And then the logo, come on, even Superman's logo, chest logo, it's the same as Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman.
Freddie Freeman, I think. He's a fanboy. Cause I thought it was just one picture. I saw multiple pictures of Freddie Freeman. One scene, he's wearing a Superman shirt. Another scene, he's wearing a Wonder Woman shirt. Another scene, he's wearing an Aquaman shirt.
Ooh.
Like, damn, how many days?
I haven't seen the Wonder Woman one, but I have seen the Superman one. And then in the trailer, he's wearing the Aquaman.
Yeah, and guess what? There's something. I mean, they didn't. Well, I know something because there was an international trailer like before the Comic-Con.
Okay.
But there's stuff they didn't reveal. The whole Shazam family is in this movie. Like Freddie Freeman, he becomes Captain Marvel Jr. in the freaking movie.
Oh, I did hear that there's a possibility that the Marvel family is going to be introduced.
They are. Yeah. Guess who? When they were filming, they weren't supposed to. People caught the actors on set. Guess who's playing the grown up version of Captain Marvel Jr. Freddie Freeman, Adam Brody, the OC.
That is awesome.
Adam Brody.
You know, it's time to have the DC just expand to everything. You know, I mean, even introducing the Marvel family and all this good stuff. But overall, I mean, the trailer is like they said, it was going to be big with superpowers. And we got to see Billy Batson experience his first try at being a superhero and also enjoying his new superpowers.
The interview with David Sandberg? He like revealed, I'm shocked, even a little bit. He kind of revealed a little spoiler. I'm shocked he even said that. He said that that Dr. Savannah, I mean, I think that is changing, that Dr. Savannah, that when he was a kid, the wizard was going to give him powers, but they rejected him because his heart was too dark. I'm like, what the hell? Dr. Savannah? The Mark?
That's going to be crazy. Yeah. Do you think we'll get a glimpse of The Rock in this one? I know he said he's not in it.
You know, I don't believe him. You know, I believe him because he's a producer on the movie. How are you a producer on the movie? You're not in it. I find that BS.
All right, cool. Last but not least, you know, they didn't release a trailer, but they did have a quick scene of Wonder Woman in the mall. And yes, we are talking about Wonder Woman 1984. And it was a big jaw dropper to see once again on stage with Gal Gadot is who? Chris Pine. It's like, what the hell is going on?
Because I love Gal Gadot and... But it's like, I don't like the stuff I'm hearing from Patty Jenkins. I think she's getting too cocky a little bit, saying, oh, it's not a sequel and all this stuff like that. She wants to do all. And what is she? I really hope this is not an Elseworld or something. Like, they're going to separate, have Gal Gadot playing Earth 2 Wonder Woman or something like that.
I know. But we do, you know, DC does have the multiverse, so you can't blame them for using it now. You know,
I think that would be too confusing. Like, what if they don't even explain, oh, this. Steve Trevor's just alive, no explanation. That would be kind of done.
They won't do that. They can't do that because the whole movie of the first one is him dying. They can't just like, oh, hi, Steve. Like, wait, what? So, what are your theories of how they're gonna bring him back?
Oh man, I've heard so many. I've heard that supposedly.
Give me your favorite one that you've heard that you're like, huh, that one could work.
I've heard something about like that oh my god, the Steve Trevor was the son of Aphrodite. I'm like, what? And then I heard something about Hades bringing him back to life to trick.
So he's like related to a god?
Yeah, because I heard too something. I forget there was a source that he always said. He said that there's a person in this movie that's again like wasn't like Ares pretending like he's just a regular dude and he's really a god. Somebody else is like that in here too. I don't know if it's Hades or something. The Spanish guy they cast.
I've heard that too. Also, like Martian Manhunter, that it could be him in disguise.
Yeah. Do you know what the thing I don't understand? This takes place in 1984, and I heard that all the people are back, like the secretary. How the hell are they alive? The Indian guy. How are they even alive?
This makes that is sense. Crazy. Oh wait, so the secretary is back too?
Yeah, that's what. And I heard the Indian guy. I'm like, I don't understand. How are they alive?
Interesting. I could. Okay, so here's a possibility. You know, other than multiverse, like you said, world Earth 2 and stuff. What if? You know, the one roadblock every time I try to open my mouth and say a different way of thinking of this movie, my only roadblock is Justice League. When Bruce Wayne says, "Well, you're talking about your dead boyfriend," you know, and the way she reacted, I'm like, "Wait a minute, 1984 and now is not that long ago. So what the hell happened in between?"
That's the thing that I was get confused about. Like, why is she?
And remember, they still referenced him as the pilot, not the mall guy.
You're right.
So, and you know, Bruce Wayne has seen him because remember he gave her back the photograph, the glass photograph. So that's my only roadblock. Like when I try to think, like, okay, well, this could happen, but I'm like, wait a minute, Justice League already said he dead.
Yes, and I don't. What the heck? Yeah,
it's so confusing.
And even I was gonna talk about Shazam. Zachary Levi, he did a interview. I hate that stupid Rotten Tomato. Like, I don't know Rotten Tomatoes. They do video interviews now. Okay. But he was on there, and he was saying this movie, it takes place deep in the heart of DCU. Everything is connected to Man of Steel. He was like, this is deep. DCU Shazam, good. Like, oh man, that's gonna be hype.
Good.
I was like, yes, thank you.
good. Because I mean, people are already like, oh yeah, we're all gonna reboot Man of Steel and Batman. No. They're here to stay. Those should be like, that should be like the constitution. Like, if you're ready to make a movie in DC Universe, you have to watch at least those first two.
Exactly. But I heard Aquaman too. That I've heard there was a screening and that Aquaman, they mentioned the Steppenwolf in the battle in Aquaman, and this guy from this Asian guy, I think he's in that show Fresh Off the Boat. He's actually in Aquaman. It's in Randall Park, and then somebody saw an Easter egg because he's like playing like a scientist guy. He had a paper in his hand, and it says Superman's name on the paper in the Aquaman movie or something.
Yeah, nice. I'm so glad that's connected because, you know, all the crappy we hear on webs,
yeah,
on
the these nonsense
that know nothing. They have no connection. The only reporting they have is writing someone else's story. Like, they'll read an article and then write their own article. And I'm like, how is that reporting? No, you need to go get your own sources.
Yeah, that's annoying. They just follow what random thing they hear. They don't even have official sources. That's so annoying. No.
Yeah. and it won't end. You know, that's the hard part. It just won't end. So, yeah,
the Marvel trolls, jealous and butthurt.
So I feel like it's safe to say that the DC Universe has won Comic-Con this year, especially with Aquaman. Yep. I mean, that definitely spearheaded the excitement, the buzz, as you call it, at Comic-Con this year. And that was the hot ticket to be at on Hall H, as people were lining up as early as Thursday for Saturday's screening. That is insane.
Yeah. I was going to tell you something. I don't know if this girl, the interviewer on Rotten Tomatoes, if she did that to bait the cast, but then they were like afraid to answer. She was interviewing them for Shazam, and then she was like, "So Zachary Levi and the director." So I heard Henry Cavill was awesome on set, and then we're like, you're trying to bait us, aren't you?
Totally. But you know, hey, between you and me, we know he's going to show up, right?
He has to.
Even at the end, I don't care if it's like 5 seconds. He has to show up.
I heard a rumor that Shazam, it's like the Flash scene or something, like the
exactly, him and, exactly. I don't care if it's that. Give me that. But they have to. They have to.
Yeah, come on, man. That's only right to do it that way. Like, man, see Superman and Shazam.
Exactly.
And you know what? I don't know if you ever noticed how every time Henry Cavill says something about a Superman movie or what he wants, it ends up happening. And he was saying when he was talking about Batman versus Superman, he slyly does this. They were asking, what villain would you want? And he was like, well, you know, I always wanted to be in a movie with Doomsday. And come on, he ended up being with Doomsday. And they asked him about Man of Steel 2. And he was saying
something. So what did he say now?
What? He was saying that Shazam could be in Man of Steel 2. I'm like, what?
No. He needs his own movie. He
said it's going to be his own movie, but Shazam is going to be showing up in Man of Steel 2. I'm like, what? Why would Shazam be Man of Steel 2? Fuck.
Who would you cast as the villain in the Man of Steel 2 movie?
He said he wants Brainiac, so he said, yeah. I hope that's
yeah. who it is. That's what I hope, too. I mean, how can you go down from a villain? Like, you can't go down. Like, you can't, like, when I say down, you can't go, like, oh, it's a robbery movie. No. All that petty stuff that we worry about is over for Superman. He's out there saving the world. If I read one more article that says, oh, he doesn't save cats and trees, I'm like, because he's burning the tree, bitch.
Exactly, man. And he keeps on saying, too, that, see, I think that's one of the few Superman comics that I never read. He keeps on saying that one of his favorite comics, he would like to do something like that in a movie. I think it's, oh my God, I don't know if it's called Man of Tomorrow or something like that.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, because the stuff he was describing, wouldn't the Marvel tards get pissed off and say he's ripping off Infinity War? Because it's saying something about there's people disappearing and Lois disappears, like, out of the Rapture, people disappearing in that comic out of thin air, and he gets upset because he can't save Lois because Lois disappears. I'm like, wouldn't people be compared to Infinity War, like people disintegrating and disappearing?
That's true. That's the one thing we got to be very careful, because, you know, those Marvel tards are so ready to compare things, as you saw with Aquaman. They were already comparing, you know,
Black Panther. That's not even nothing like Black Panther.
It makes no sense. So don't even try to, you know, make up for them. All right, Andrew. Yeah. So we're going to wrap up the show here. I want to thank you so much for calling in. It was great to talk about the Comic-Con trailers. Yes.
Welcome. Oh, I wanted to give you, I forgot to tell you one thing. Today, guess what comes out on Blu-ray for the first time ever? Supergirl the movie comes out today on Blu-ray.
Oh, no way. Oh, that's great. Today,
July 24th.
Supergirl. The Helen Slater's Supergirl, right?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
It's on Blu-ray special edition. Yep, first time ever.
Yeah, I still have my DVD.
Me too. I have the DVDs.
I have the director's cut DVD.
Yeah, me too. I have the Ultimate Edition director's cut.
I wonder
if the Blu-ray has more stuff on it.
One more thing. Are you going to subscribe to that DC Universe?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, it comes out to like $6 a month. I mean, come on.
That's not best.
That's not bad at all.
It's like $75 for a year. Yeah. That's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all. It's $6, and you get the entire DC library, I heard.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, the TV shows and everything.
Movies, animated films.
Yep. Guess what villain they're introducing in Man of Steel issue 5, Brian Michael Bendis. Guess what? Villain they're introducing next month, finally.
Well, which one?
They're introducing Nuclear Man into continuity next month.
I heard about that. I heard that finally Nuclear Man is going to make his appearance.
Yeah, that should be awesome to see.
That is crazy. Yeah. I mean, hopefully we'll never see him in a movie again, but you never know. Thank you again for calling in. It was great. This podcast is has been recorded, so we were not live, so we did not take any live callers. I want to thank you guys for downloading the podcast, and also thanking my guest here for talking a little DC talk as we wrap out Comic-Con 2018. Again, DC dominated the Comic-Con. Where was Marvel? They're probably getting ready for that Disney convention. we didn't talk about the Marvel news that happened this Comic-Con because guess what? It's not a Marvel podcast. All right, Andrew, thank you again and have a good night.
You too, man.
Okay, awesome. Cool.